Undead Radio presents
Ed Hawken.
What are they trying to say by doing this? Is this supposed to be some sort of FU? Is this a form of protest? Are they crazy?
But I like reminding everybody that he's out there.
Wow, it really is something.
The Ed Hawken Show.
This is the Ed Hawken Show. This is not Ed Hawken. This is Randall.
That's right. And I'm still here. I am Ed Hawken, and this is episode 29.
29.
Pushing 30.
Pushing it to the limit.
Yep.
Having a little bit of a crisis.
Yes.
Not sure what it's called.
Oh, yeah, it's...
Almost 30.
Yeah, I know.
Realizing you're going to die.
Yeah, not only that, you're not... You feel weird trying to date a 19-year-old. Well, wait, I always felt weird about doing that. But in any case, damn kids born in the 90s, you're fucking kind of older. Anyway, enough of that. How you been, man?
I'm doing okay. I am doing good. I got a lot of things to address, but I also wanted to get to some topics first. I'm really doing a great job at the lead on this show.
Yeah, I may have to take back control at this point. I'm
no,
not sure.
I had some news here that I had written down some topics because I figured there might be some normal people listening who want to hear about things that actually matter
right.
Before I just start yakking about comic-based stuff.
And killing Nazis again, yeah.
And Wienergate.
What about it?
Doing an update
did
on
you
caught
your wiener in a gate or what?
Wiener. I don't really know a lot about this guy. But
I know he's a congressman, and shockingly enough, I actually know a guy that used to work for this guy. So
really?
Yeah.
Has he seen his dong?
You know, knowing this guy wouldn't surprise me.
Really?
But I'm not going to name names, because this guy knows I record a show, so I can't say anything further.
Is it Rob?
Is it Rob?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's Rob Hughes. Rob Hughes saw Congressman Wiener's dong and lived the tale to tell. But, you know, it is, I mean, you have all these sex scandals. I mean, there's nothing new on that. I think it was a stupid fucking move for him to be photographed shirtless with a picture of Bill Clinton in the background. I don't know about you, but even when I'm masturbating, I turn all photos around just to be sure.
Well, I turn around all the photos of Bill Clinton first.
Oh, that's right. You have that that photograph of you and the president ever since you took that bullet for him back in 99, so...
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts about this?
No, the thing I was interested in, actually, legitimately about this was whether or not you thought he should have to resign or be forced to resign based on his... I mean, what he did, for anybody who doesn't give a fuck about Wienergate, is that he took pictures of himself and was having sort of a... I don't think it was an actual affair. He just... was talking with a bunch of
other women.
Yeah, online, and then he would send over pictures of his crotch.
Yeah.
What
did you think of his crotch, by the way?
I tried not to look. I didn't really search for any pictures.
Neither
of
did I.
I saw it peripherally on a website, which I can't even remember where the hell it was. It was on some stupid news site, you know, like
yeah.
Probably some gossip.
Like
shit
TMZ or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, something like that. And then you just see a picture of a thankfully covered dong, and lots of like really sad pictures of him in the mirror.
I have to say, I mean, did you see this picture of him with the towel?
Yeah, those.
I thought it was like, man, I'm in better shape than this guy. So.
Well, he's fairly cut, and I got a tiny bit of an erection, but it was nothing gay.
A semi,
yeah,
at half mass.
It was
it
more out of respect for the, you know, he works out and just giving him a little salute.
Right.
It's courtesy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
As for him resigning, I mean, we don't know all the facts. I personally think if we had talked about... See, it's weird. If he had admitted, first off, it's like... Because what made it difficult was the fact he claimed that his Twitter had been hacked. Someone broke in
and
posted
took
these
pictures
of
themselves in the nude.
Yeah.
Happened to look a lot like him.
Yes.
And then posted them.
I think if he had said, they're my photos, you know what I... Because the best example of how to do this properly is to do what David Letterman had done. Basically said, yeah... I banged my staffers, but this guy was threatening me, so I went to the police, and he came clean about it on the show. And I think it would have been, had this broke out, and he just said, yeah, there was his photos, I think there still would have been pressure from the resign, but I think it wouldn't have been as bad as it, you know, as it was handled. I think it was not handled in the right way. And ultimately, I don't think he should have resigned, but it's just the nature of the climate we're in. Although, I mean, there are other guys... that have been caught with way worse stuff and somehow were able to keep their office. I think it's just, you know, sadly, it's just the nature of how things are, and it's fucked up that way.
Well, I mean, what I was curious about, because I know immediately I thought, well, that's bullshit, just because he does some crazy, stupid shit on his own time doesn't necessarily mean he's incapable of, you know, doing his job.
Right.
But then on the other hand, you know, from an elected official, we like to think, and I know this is not necessarily the case, we like to think they could, they'd be a trustworthy, and I don't mean like,
oh, I agree.
I don't mean that in a naive way. I mean like someone who's capable of making the decisions they need to make with, as you know, as much fairness as capable,
right,
with a filthy politician.
I agree. I mean, the fact is, I mean, he was in a position of power. You got to be aware of what you're doing. I mean, I know way back when politicians would be, you know, doing their mistresses and getting all sorts of crazy shit, and the media handled it back then. But I think in this climate, out of all the instances we've had, that there's still cases like this. And I think part of it is that they get drunk with power and they think they're untouchable, and it's just not a reasonable way of handling it. I think what is surprising about this guy is that he's not one of those guys that preached family values and then got caught with his pants down. He never did that, but it was just, you know, he just pissed off the wrong people. I mean, there's a lot more facts going on. I mean, the most recent thing about him talking to a 17-year-old in Delaware, I think that, well, that, I mean, this is what I'd heard. I mean, that certainly is kind of suspect. But
is that legal in Delaware? There's different age consent.
Still, it's kind of weird, I'm going to say.
I'm not saying it's not weird. I'm just saying, is it legal?
I don't know. That's the thing.
I want to know. Find out,
yes,
for me, would you?
If you know what the age of consent is in the state of Delaware, please join a comment on the at forums.braindeadradio.com. But, again, I knowing what I know, I mean, I don't. He shouldn't have had to resign. I mean, you know, look what Clinton did, and he didn't resign. And but, again, you know, he's in the position he is. That's the risk you take when you go into politics. So there's not much more I could say about that other than just you got to be much more discreet when showing pictures of your junk.
I agree.
I mean, the fact that he was doing this through Facebook and Twitter, that is audacious.
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't have the common sense, because all this stems from the fact he hit the wrong button, and he basically, all he did was he hit reply all when he sent the picture of his junk, and now he's out of a job.
Yeah.
And his wife is pregnant. So that added fuel to the fire.
That's just awkward.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, you know, I don't know how that really would affect his job. But then again, if he's this much of a, you know, a fairly reckless individual or just naive, I don't know. How does that bleed over into a person's character?
Exactly. Well, I mean, look, let's compare this to just what happened in this days with Arnold, father and that kid. I mean, to me, that's...
So there's a subtle difference.
Yes. There's a huge... There's, you know, I mean... Let's look at the acts. I mean, assuming that there were no, you know, that Wiener wasn't going after anyone underage, what's worse? I would think fathering the child would be a lot worse, wouldn't it? Because you just created life outside of the, you know, of your family. You've cheated on your wife.
So you're saying, I think I understand what you're saying, which is that Arnold should have been ritualistically decapitated by the president?
Well, I don't know about that, but see, the thing is, he fathered that kid before he got elected. And the thing is, no one knew about it. I'm still surprised that no one really knew about it, despite what some people in the media will say, yeah, we knew about it. You know, there have been reports, but, you know, still no one ever really, you know, believed it until he admitted to it just, you know, a couple months ago. I mean, it really was amazing that this never broke out while he was governor. So
yeah, apparently there was a bit of suspect, too, around, you know, suspicion, I mean, from people surrounding him in his life, and,
right,
and the kid, you know, looking like him and pumping a lot of iron and
yes,
a lot of
having
a
that
lot of,
gap in his teeth,
playing a lot of grab ass
and kind of doing unintelligible screaming.
Yeah,
right.
You know, what are you gonna do? You're saying Wiener should die, should be killed or hung or something?
Was well, that, I could say he. I mean, I haven't looked at all the photos, but from what I gather, I believe he was well hung.
There is,
as they say.
There is. I know. I was gonna say we gotta keep away from the Wiener puns, but then we didn't. So. Can't make that guarantee.
Right.
Exactly. All right. So what's the conclusion there?
I think he should. He did. I mean, knowing what I know, I don't. It wasn't right for him to resign. But I mean, that's just the sad, you know, hypocritical world we live in. I will say, at least he wasn't one of those, you know, family values types. I think that would have definitely given him some cover. I mean, but again, just the way it was handled,
You're saying he's an asshole.
I think it was stupid. I think, I mean, is there anything inherently wrong with that behavior? I think the fact that he's married is kind of odd, although if the wife allowed...
Just in general?
In that behavior, well, if you're a single guy...
I thought it was weird that he was just married.
No, I thought it was I thought it was weird that he was doing this while he was married.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, it is... I mean, if these are willing women, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just harmless then. I mean, did you see that thing on Bill Maher where they did the reading with Bill Maher and Jane Lynch of, like, the messages going back and forth?
No.
It was just like, you got to check this out because Jane Lynch is fantastic doing it. And you learn that a lot of, you know, it's just common everyday, you know, just a regular guy talking sexual.
Now, what's the end game here with something like this? Do you think he was actually having affairs?
I don't even think it was affairs.
And wait a minute, if he's on Facebook mm-hmm. and he posted this stuff, so he's not even, this isn't even an alternate account.
Yeah.
This is his normal account.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing this with his regular shit here.
Yeah.
That's pretty retarded.
I know.
That's stupid.
Again.
That's the part that to me, I'm like, this guy shouldn't be in office. This guy's an idiot.
Well, again, how did this first leak out? Because he used his Twitter, regular Twitter, and then he hit the wrong button and it went to everybody.
Yeah.
Why was he using his own account?
Basically flashed.
Again, he took a picture of himself shirtless with a picture of Clinton in the background.
Was it worth it, Wiener? You happy about this? Nice work.
Yes.
Now on to another asshole. Mitt Romney.
What about him?
He was speaking recently and talked about when the unemployment rate came up, he said that he sympathized because he's also unemployed. And he is
a goddamn multimillionaire. So.
And he's also unemployed, and he's looking for a specific job right now.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm paraphrasing that last part, but he did say, quote, "I'm also unemployed." So there's this bit of an uproar for Mitt Romney being a dick. I don't know about you. I'm not exactly floored at the revelation of a politician being a complete asshole.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, they're mostly amoral cunts, right?
That's yeah, I'd agree with that, yeah.
So, you know, like, I don't want to sound cynical, but they're all dickbags.
Don't say that about Joe Biden. No, he's all right.
Biden,
man.
You know what I like about Biden?
Yeah.
He looks crazy, and I mean that in like a way like if you were in Vietnam,
yeah,
like you'd want Biden on your team because he's the guy who like he's like Forrest Gump, you know what I'm saying? Like he could rescue you, and you'd be like Gary Sinise, and you'd be like waiting to die, and he'd still get you out.
And Joe Biden would save your
ass. Be completely out. Like, he could run out of ammo. He's like Frank Castle. You know what I mean? Like, he'd run out of ammo. You guys would be hole up, and there's snipers all over the place. He would, like, climb a tree and eat a Vietnamese guy or whatever.
Wow.
I don't know. He just unpredictable.
Wow.
Just wild.
Wild card.
Get wild card, exactly.
Yeah.
He's completely batshit insane. You can't predict his next move. But I get the feeling that, like I said, you know, you if you're his buddy, you're okay.
Mm.
But Jesus Christ, if you're his enemy,
you're done for.
He will end you.
He actually that scene in Rambo, what is it, Rambo 3, where he grabs that mic and says, "Murdoch, I'm coming for you," actually based on the exploits of Joe Biden.
So yeah, Mitt Romney, fuck you, Mitt Romney.
May have been supposedly a joke, but that was pretty retarded.
What was that?
Him joking
thing?
Like that?
Yeah,
about
he's
him
being a dick. Yeah, it's just like, wow, he just made a joke out of unemployment in the country.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah, right.
So, the LAUSD.
What about it?
I feel like I'm monologuing on a fucking
I gave
show.
You the reins of this show, and you're and look, yeah, look
what
you're doing.
The worst time when I had, like, I have stuff I legitimately really want to talk about, but I wanted to get this out of the way.
Okay.
Because I thought we could have discussions about these, but I see you're completely uninterested in
Quiet, I'm masturbating right now.
Okay, so the LAUSD is getting rid of chocolate milk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
So what? It's not that, you know what? Chocolate milk ain't all that cracked up to be. It's too sweet. You know, if you want it, you want to have chocolate with, you know, your milk, you get some vanilla ice cream, you put chocolate syrup on it. Come on now. I mean, seriously, you'd feel like you're in a diabetic coma having to eat that shitty cafeteria food and then drinking chocolate milk, so...
Yeah, like, that's what I want to... Cafeteria food is generally horrifying.
There's actually a great article in this week's LA Weekly about the shitty nature of LA's cafeteria food.
What about it?
Well, that it's
made of garbage.
Yes, because it's only 70 cents. 77 cents is spent on food.
What?
They have, and the schools, a lot of schools don't have the capability to actually cook actual food, so a lot of it's just reheated garbage.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a fantastic article. It really is. And
where is this article?
On LAWeekly.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
LAWeekly.com.
Yes.
You're talking to the audience or?
Everybody. God, nightmare. You. Whoever I'm going to try and fuck, everybody.
Yeah. Are you saying you're going to try to fuck God?
No, I don't know. He certainly fucked me over. I'm kidding.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, just in general. So, did you eat a lot of cafeteria food in school, or did you didn't do the free lunch thing, right?
I wasn't on the free lunch program. I didn't have really meal tickets. I do remember meal tickets, and those still exist.
Even those look depressing. They're like this
little yellow scraps of paper.
Yeah,
I would occasionally find them on the ground.
Did you ever have a kid that was like so stupid that his parents had to pin his lunch tag to his fucking shirt? Did you ever see that?
Not in high school, I didn't.
Fucking dumbass. It's just like some kid. He's like 10 years old. He's like at his fucking lunch ticket pinned to his shirt. And like, what are you, retarded? What the hell?
That one's kind of off,
and
kid, who smelled funny.
Well, I'm not saying, like, this wasn't actually a man.
And that kid was you.
It's cool.
Okay.
Do you think hipsters will eventually do that ironically?
buy lunch tickets off of kids and pin them themselves?
Well, like, they'll print them out, and then you'll be able to see who's the poser and who's not if they have, like, a real... This is a real vintage lunch ticket, man.
Shit, safety, I think they may have already.
Safety pin in my shirt.
They may have already.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't under the free lunch program. I would try to bring food in, but see, it was really depressing because I was one of those stupid, picky eater kids, and also I didn't like a lot of, you know, what you normally take to school.
Is this soy milk?
So, and he had the pizza with the weird, like, kind of odd crust in the bottom. And what's funny is that, in this article I learned, is that, say you had, like, those junky foods, like corn dogs and pizza, those were actually fortified. So they were actually,
What exactly does that mean?
They were actually had nutritional value. The burgers were always gross. And what's funny about the burgers is that those burgers are exactly like what vegetarian patties are like now, the consistency.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And I would go in there and I just basically like would pick at the food and like eat some of it and throw the rest out. Although I later like tried like, I think they had what they called oven-baked chicken. It was fried chicken. That was actually pretty fucking good. They also had...
It sounds like real food, though.
Yeah, it was actual food. But there'd be, like, chalupas I'd never eat.
Oh, God, those, yeah. The school ones are fucking horrible.
Yeah. What about yourself? And then in high school...
I just retracted.
I mean, let me back up a bit. In elementary school, in third grade, or maybe in fourth grade, there was actually a fridge in the classroom. So what my mom did, because I asked, I would get, like, these salads from fast food places, and I would eat those... At school, I would take it in.
You would have a salad at school and
with chicken breasts, yeah.
Wow. Like fourth grade?
I think maybe fourth grade.
Wow.
Because I wasn't eating anything, so.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to. Because, like, sometimes I would get upset because, like, the line at the cafeteria would be too long and I wouldn't have enough time and I would get pissed off. So.
Would you, like, punch a kid?
No, I'd throw a fit.
Did you ever get any fights in school? You ever punch a guy?
No.
I've never asked you this before.
I got into shoving matches, and I kid you not, in second grade, I bit a kid.
You bit a guy?
Yeah.
Where?
On the back.
On the back? How's that even possible? Where?
I turned around and I think I just bit down. I think
just
he was
anywhere? Was he fat?
He was a fat kid.
It was like, I don't know how else.
I got suspended for 2 days because of that.
You gotta have, like, some meat on the back.
I don't know what I did. I think I just, it's a visual represent. I think I just sunk my top teeth into his back.
Nice.
Or something like that. Like I can't quite remember. It's all a haze.
Hardcore, man. Mike Tyson.
Yeah. They say I may have broken the skin. I'm not sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he cry?
I don't know.
Really?
But yeah, I got into shoving matches. Never really into fist fights. But going back to cafeteria food. So yeah, in fourth grade, I would try to bring in food. And then in middle school, I had a bag you could put Isets in. So occasionally my mom... I would want to get Arby's, those roast beef sandwiches, and I would take that with me the next day and eat it cold. So, and then in high school, for the first 2 years, because I went to two different high schools, I think in my first high school, you could buy Pizza Huts in, like, little tins, and then Subway sandwiches. The pizzas were really weird, but you ate them anyway because it was better than the cafeteria food.
They're like the ones at Target now?
Maybe. Yeah. I've never eaten the food at Target in a long ass time.
Oh, if you go to Target, they have a little Pizza Hut in there.
Yeah.
You get a tiny pizza.
Yeah. And,
I ate there once because I was starving and I just needed some pizza.
Which is funny because the Targets now sell food, so.
They've always had food.
They sell groceries. It's a recent thing.
Oh, yeah. They have a whole freezer section and stuff. Yeah.
But, so they did that, and then when I transferred over, because I had to move into my second high school, you could walk outside for lunch. So, which I think is great.
You could leave and go.
Yeah, which I think is fucking great, because what happened in my first high school was there really weren't any places to eat, and except for one place, and everyone would just call in and just stand outside the front and wait for the food to be delivered. Everyone would do that. And,
where was this? This was in Newhall?
No, this is at Van Nuys High. And,
wait, you went to Van Nuys High?
Yeah, for my first 2 years.
Wait a minute, that's in the ghetto, man.
What do you mean, now that's in the ghetto? That's always been like that.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't know if at the time it was the same.
In 1998 to 2000,
I've been around, yeah, I was around there at that time.
Yeah, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
Just checking, because that's kind of a rough area. I didn't know you went to school out there.
Yeah, I live near there. I walked 3 blocks to school.
So you went to school with, like, you were like, it was like Dangerous Minds.
Eh, whatever.
It was exactly like that.
Well, I mean, I always lived in that area.
Did you ever get shit from, like, the people at the school there?
No. I never got bullied. The only time I ever had an issue was, like, one guy, I was, like, talking with him at, like, some, like, park fair. And he proceeded to, like, follow me around asking me about, like, just being annoying. So I got fed up and I called him out. I told an adult and took care of the problem.
What? You told on him for following you?
Fuck yeah, he was annoying the piss out of me.
What was he doing? He was just asking you questions?
Yeah, just annoying me. That's all.
What was he like? Wait, was it related to the fair just in general?
No, it was just like, because at the time...
What kind of fair was it?
No, it was just the regular carnival. He was like...
Just carnival?
Yeah, he was just annoying as shit. He was doing it to try to bug me or something. I don't know what his deal was, but... And then there was some other instance where, like, I think one guy was trying to, like, we'd occasionally run into each other to be an issue, because I think I once said to him offhand, I think, like, maybe... I thought maybe he didn't hear me, because I said he had a fat neck, and I said that, and he's like, who? And
you called him fat neck? And you're like, he's bothering me. He had a problem.
No, that was another guy.
We had a problem.
That was another guy. And then the last time I ever had an issue was that in my first high school was that when I would try to go to my locker, I'd always shield it. So someone, like a couple of guys would be real twats and try to like pretend they're looking at my number. So again,
you
I got fed up.
Shield your locker? What
yeah.
do you mean?
So no one could see the combination.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't. Nobody can.
So they would like leer in and try to, you know, they would try to bug me.
Well, you do
so,
that. You do that now with your PIN number when we go to the bank.
Does anyone next to me leer? Of course.
No, because there's nobody there. It's only me. But you still shield the thing. Like, I want to look at your PIN number.
Maybe. I got to be careful.
I'm not going to steal your fucking PIN number.
This is important to me, goddammit. But, so what I would do, I mean, eventually I got tired of it. So, I saw, like, one of the soup monitors around, the hall monitors, you know, that are just teachers. And I said, oh, yeah, these people are bothering me. Could you tell them to knock it off?
There's more than one?
There was, like, a couple of people.
Really?
So, yeah, I never was never really
bullied. So, you don't like people.
Well, I don't like people harassing me, so...
Were they really harassing you?
They were bugging me.
Were they calling you Fat Nick?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, no, I never was, per se, bullied
wondering because, like, sometimes it's kind of a rough area. There are a lot of aggressive people that are around there.
Oh, no, I never really got bothered.
What I mean is, like, gangbangers. A lot of gangbangers.
Yeah, but, again, I never really got, I never really got bothered, so...
No, so I was just curious.
No, no, surprisingly, no one ever gave me... I mean, I just kept to myself, and I just kept on moving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never got shit.
A friend of mine, I think, went to... It was either Van Nuys High or Reseda out here and had a lot of trouble with, like, the gang fuckers.
Yeah.
And shit. The gang fuckers, that's what they called them.
Gang Fuckers Incorporated?
Yeah. Okay. And I just wanted to know if that was the case, if you had to throw down or step.
No, I never throw down. Obviously, you know how I am. I would never have thrown down in a fight. I would have immediately said...
When I used to hang out in that area, I took a knife with me. I was ready.
Jesus Christ.
I was ready to take
some. See, I'm like, well, you're fucking bothering me. Okay, well, I'm going to go report your ass because you're bothering me. What am I going to do, fight you? So that's what I did. So
you know what's funny? I remember hanging out in that same area around the same time, but when I carried around a butterfly knife with me, you know? And like,
is that like a switchblade?
It's one of those knives. You ever see Action Jackson?
Yeah.
Where Craig T. Nelson flips the knife around?
Yeah.
That one of those? It's like one of those knives?
Yeah.
And I used to carry that around. And when I used to know this girl, I used to go visit her. And when I go into her building, I didn't want to wait to be buzzed in because it'd take forever. So I'd
right.
jam the knife into the thing and then open up the gate.
Crazy.
And then I remember trading knives with a friend of mine. And
did you do the thing where you like?
He had a cool no, not the bishop thing.
Okay.
No, he had a cooler knife. Like it was like a newer one. Mine was like old and beat up, and he had this newer one. So I traded it with him. And then he would carry that thing around and then do the same thing. And somebody caught him breaking in, like I would do.
Yeah.
And then also found out that it was illegal to carry a butterfly knife.
Yeah.
I got it taken away.
Surprisingly.
Got it confiscated.
But
I still had that sweet, sweet new knife. So wait, what does this have to do with school lunches? Hold on a second.
Well,
So chocolate milk here.
Yeah.
It doesn't help anything, really. And it's just making these fat-necked kids even fatter.
Right.
That you're talking about, the ones that you hated in school because you hate fat people.
Yes. Hey, fatty, you're fat.
Hey, fatty, nice fat neck, you fat person.
You're fat.
That's what you would say, and then later on you would accuse them of harassing you.
Yes.
And you would tell the police, these kids are bothering me.
Yes.
They don't like when I call them fat.
Yes.
When you weren't verbally abusing them and when you went on to eat lunches, you had salads and pizza. I guess we can respect that.
Well, in my second high school, you could go out. So there was a place called Jimmy Dean's, not related to the sausage company.
It's not a sausage restaurant?
No. And there would also be Jack in the Box.
I would eat there all the time.
So you can go out to either place, and that's what I did. And, I mean, it was weird.
You haven't stopped eating a burger every day since.
Huh? Yeah, pretty much.
One cheeseburger a day.
No, I don't eat. I can't handle cheeseburgers, unfortunately. But yes.
And then one last thing, Connecticut, because this is where all the shit's going down.
Yeah.
Connecticut. Have you been keeping an eye on Connecticut?
What's going on in Connecticut?
In Connecticut, the Attorney General.
Yeah.
Doesn't want Facebook to automatically suggest the names of users and photos without their permission.
Okay.
You say it's compromising to privacy.
Yeah.
And that. It's fucked up.
Do you ever try to friend the people Facebook ever recommends?
Only sometimes if I actually know them.
Yeah, exactly. Same here. I don't.
Or if I don't know them. Like, there's some people from BDR, some awesome listeners from BDR who I'd heard about, or they'd responded to us on the forums, and I'd friended them based on recommendations.
Right.
And that was cool. But the thing is, this is about when you put photos up and it does the facial recognition.
Hmm.
And I've had this happen where I had some people show up on photos, and I didn't know if they'd want to be tagged in it, so I'd leave them off because I just was like, fuck.
Right.
Plus, it's too much.
Yeah, no, I don't tag people. Well, for one thing, none of my photos have other people in them, but I don't tag them.
You don't tag, like, you don't have an extra Facebook account for your penis and then tag your penis in the photo?
Maybe. No.
Anyway, so they want to do away with that because they're saying that if you're in a photo that you don't want to get out there, then it's compromising. I say, if you don't want that photo out there, don't do that thing that somebody took a photo of.
Right.
And then I think you'll be fine. I guess, you know what it comes down to? It's like, do you put your parents on Facebook, on your Facebook? I'm saying that rhetorically. I will ask you that actual question in a minute. But, I mean, literally, I think that's what the issue boils down to. Like, you have family on there. Or
right.
Kids or whatever. Somebody puts up a picture of you at a party. You've dropped trout. You're at a bubble party.
You're doing a beer bong.
You're
at an underwear party.
You're masturbating under the back of a stripper. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you do. You're on the leather pony. I don't know. I don't know how you get down. But the thing is, those things would show up on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And I mean. Like I said, you could either not do those things, or if you're a horrible, disgusting pervert, you could partake in that activity, and then they would put up photos of you, and then your whole family would know that you're a disgusting deviant.
Right.
Are you worried about something like that happening on your site?
No, because I'm trying to be mindful of that. That's why I don't friend any coworkers, and I do try to, certain pictures I will not, there's when certain things are told to you, or certain pictures are taken, you keep that under your hat. You don't
put
that
up. Not going to put up the picture of you in the peacock outfit?
No.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
I was kidding, but it sounded like maybe that was a real thing that happened. You want to tell us more about that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you're, that's it?
Exactly.
We're done with that?
Yes.
Okay. Awkward.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't put my parents or anybody on my Facebook. My sister's on my Facebook, and I've posted a couple things that I've been like, oh, fuck. She's probably not going to read that, but if she did, that would suck. But I think she could deal with it. I mean, it's a little different that way, you know what I mean? But, I think my mom's a little bit, not, like, super upset or anything, but I think she's a little hurt I didn't add her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody I know has their parents on Facebook.
Yeah, I know a few other people like that.
They get comments from their parents. A lot of times, too, your parents, they just had weird comments because they just want to join in. And it's weird, you know? They
it
just
is.
Add, like, random things that don't make sense. Like I said, I know somebody who gets that every once in a while, and you're just like, why did they do that? What are they doing? I just rather not deal with that.
Oh, I agree.
You know?
It's just awkward. It's not necessary. It's like,
yeah.
You know, you portray yourself to a certain group of people for one way versus another for a reason.
Well, I like to be as honest as
possible.
Which
is funny, because that's the idea, you know, that was... for the creation of Facebook, is the idea of unifying all that.
But yeah, but it's like, I mean, you know, I like to be really honest with people, but I don't, it's not saying like I lie to my parents, but if I make a joke about, not even a joke, but if I just, there's some observation or something that's like, you know, I don't drop a lot of F-bombs in front of my mom. So I just, it's not even a thing. It's not even like a conscious thing. I just don't really do it.
Oh, I agree. I mean, it's...
So like,
yeah.
I like my posts sometimes just are filled with stuff that I'm just like, eh, I'd rather, you know, rather my parents didn't read that.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, there's stuff that I would, you know, I'd like, I got to think about, you know, do I want to mention this if there's like certain types of people? Like, I know one of my relatives said, why don't you put your friend, your 15-year-old cousin? And even though I know he's probably seen God knows who knows what, I still feel like...
Unspeakable horror.
Yeah.
He's probably all over German porn.
Yeah, he's on Rotten.com as we speak. Things that you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Because I remember discovering the internet as a teenager, and holy God, the endless... just the unspeakable horrors
mm-hmm.
hidden. You know, that's our education.
Yeah. So you got that's why
the internet is the new streets.
Yeah, I mean that's why you got to cherry pick your friends, and I mean I have my sisters on there.
What do you mean cherry pick your friends exactly?
Well, like friend certain people that you know I think they'll be that know you versus not, or maybe sometimes you got to you know clean out the pile, just cut it down a little bit, you know occasionally you know just you know trim it down a bit.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's a metaphor for manscaping is what it is. No.
Oh, you're talking about cleaning it up down there.
Yeah.
I thought you were still talking about Facebook.
That
realize.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, look at Wiener, going back to Wiener Man.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Rob Anthony.
Name? Anthony Wiener.
Tony Wiener.
Tony Wiener, which it sounds like an awesome restaurant, Tony Wiener's.
Yeah.
The
Tony Romas of hot dogs.
Yeah. Or Tony's wiener would be inappropriate, but anyway, yeah, fuck, what were we talking about?
You okay there, man? Let me chime in for a second. I just want to mention, you know, talking about various views and all that.
So anyway,
yeah.
I
just saw the mid-season finale of South Park. You got to check this out. It was amazing. I'm not a big South Park fan. I like to pick and choose my episodes.
You like to rock it like it's 1997.
And it was a really fantastic episode. Really great on just the views of like when you get older.
What was it about?
It was basically that Stan was turning 10, and at that point, everything that he liked became just shitty. And there's a lot of shit in this episode. And there's also this weird thing about this tween obsession. Now, this thing about tweens. I've heard about this for a few years now. For some reason, just because I think Twilight came out, they've been in a really weird fixation on this. So, for whatever reason, there's been this whole thing going on. And there's this thing called, I guess, tween core or something like that. I don't know what this music is.
I don't know
is.
What the fuck any of this means.
Like, have you ever heard of Broken Side?
Oh my god, yeah, the horrible band.
I don't need to say anything further about that.
Wait, so, I wonder if we can drop in a clip from Broken Side.
Oh, Jesus, no.
We might be able to.
Do we want to piss off the remaining listeners
on.
We've got?
Let's try it. If it doesn't work, we can just cut this out.
Oh, dear God,
hold
no.
on the line for a clip from the band Broken Side. If you want me, baby, feel me in, because I don't waste my time with lesbians. Let's get freaky now. Let's get fucking freaky now. Let's get freaky now. Let's get freaky now. And we're we're back.
Yes, if ears have not completely bled out at this point, that, you know, that was Broken Side.
You can thank Ed Hawkins for that.
Oh, introducing Jesus.
Broken Side.
We've just pissed off the last listener we've got. And I believe, basically Stan, everything that Stan likes becomes shit. And he just becomes a real pain in the ass to hang around with. And it also becomes, and Randy, Stan's dad, tries to pretend that he likes this stuff, but it's also shit. And it pisses up, you know, him and the wife, Sharon, the wife, so much, they end up divorcing. It's a fantastic episode. And I think it really is something just to say about, you know, how you're getting older and the stuff you liked is just, you know, you just don't like it anymore. You just moved on. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't just say everything is shit because you have to deal with it somehow. And I thought that was really, really good. Just because I'm sure you've dealt with it, I've dealt with it, just stuff that
you... I don't understand,
like,
what do you mean? Do you have an example of how that, like, maybe was in your life?
Well, I mean, I was really into industrial, like, a lot of stuff, and, I mean, there's some songs I still like, but I'm not into it like I used to be, or, like, say, a great example would be AFI. Like, I was really into that band.
Oddly enough, I think I like AFI now more than you do.
Yeah, I know, which is really odd.
Yeah.
I'm sure just, you know, like, really liking Family Guy and just these days not really giving a shit.
Well, that's also being younger and having more energy for that, too. What I mean is that, like, you know, when you're going to school and it's, like, summer break or whatever.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, fuck all to do and you're hanging out watching all these shows and stuff like that. It's easier to be preoccupied with that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, now, you know, you're working all the time and shit.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of shows I want to keep up with, like Parks and Rec and stuff, and Community. I haven't even seen those in a couple weeks now.
Right.
Just because it's, like, you know, getting busy and shit. So you just don't have the same energy for it. It's not even that you're not capable of it, I don't think. It's just that you're just preoccupied with other priorities.
Yeah, and there's just other things that you consider important, I think. Or maybe just, like, doing the same thing that you used to do for a lot of times, and then you just kind of got bored and you just moved on.
It's depressing, and you realize that nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And that you're going to die.
Yeah.
And you're almost 30.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that.
Yeah, again, those damn kids born in the 90s are becoming in their early 20s. Although
that's not from personal experience, by the way. I'm just saying.
What? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
What are you talking about?
What's your
point? Are you paying attention to what we're talking about here?
What's your point,
I'm just saying random things. Are you trying to be a wild card?
Yeah, maybe. What about it?
Wait, what are we talking about? We just went off talking about...
We were talking about how things, you know,
you
used to like being shitty.
It became really emo all of a sudden.
Yeah, again, that's another example of stuff like that.
What the fuck is a 10-year-old... You're saying the 10-year-old's having this existential crisis and nothing is...
Well, it's a metaphor for that.
But he just doesn't like the TV shows? Like, he doesn't like Power Rangers anymore?
He doesn't like... I mean, it's not 10-year-old taste. He just doesn't like the stuff that's catered for his age generation.
So he's being a prick.
Yeah, basically. And that's why at the end of the episode, Stan's buddies no longer are friends with him because they can't tolerate. Because
did he
everything
leave the show?
Huh?
Did Stan leave the show?
Well, that's what the suspicion is that Trey Parker and Matt Stone are actually wanting to move on, and that this could very much be the last episode of South Park because it has that kind of end. And if they want to end it, I'm fine with it because they want to move on and do something else.
Horribly depressing.
It's not so much depressing as just that.
Was this episode funny?
There were some very good moments, yeah.
So not really?
So no, I'd say no, it was actually...
No?
There were some very funny moments. I mean, talking about, like, you know, how, like, there's Jim Carrey and Mr. Popper's Penguins, and it's like, you can't expect me to believe that's in any way good, you know?
Well, that's made for stupid people.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is that stupid people will like it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me elaborate. That didn't sound right. What I mean is, it's stupid.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Are you all right? Did you have a stroke there? Or?
And what I mean is, like, it looks like it's made for kids, but when I was a kid, I don't think I would watch something like that.
No, I'd agree. I mean,
mainly
here's the...
because I wasn't a
pussy. It's funny
but
that...
I guess, like, it's not... It doesn't seem like it's catered specifically for little girls. It's kind of like a family movie.
Yeah.
But
it's a crappy family movie.
What kind of shitty family would you have to watch something?
Morons, like, man.
You're terrible.
Just, I think
it's
just
really
it's just funny that to see, you know, as we get older, that for people of our age who have children, that and their children are going to be old enough that those children are going to harass them to seeing the shit that we used to harass our parents to see, and now you know, we have to suffer through it. I always thought that was funny. I mean, I could talk about stuff that I used to like when I first saw it, and then I would try rewatching. I mean, there's examples of that.
Cowboy Bebop.
How dare you? Cowboy Bebop
you watched
is
it the first time you loved it. Now you realize it's a pile of crap.
No. I give you a great example. When I watched the U.S. version of Queer as Folk featuring Rob Hughes' doppelganger and somehow a musician, Hal Sparks, I enjoyed the hell out of that series. Even though it was completely ridiculous.
Was that a British show?
It's a British show, and it was remade into an American one. The British one is fantastic.
Yeah, but you fucking like all that British shit, though. Like anything.
What's wrong with liking British stuff?
British stuff? You reject all the American stuff, and you're like, oh, the British stuff is the best.
There are some very good programs. Featuring a specific Time Lord traveling all around in a specific police box.
Hold on a second, because I want to talk about Doctor Who.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I think, tell me if this is true.
Okay.
I have a suspicion. Tell me you don't think that if it's English, it's better.
No, not everything that comes out of England is fantastic.
Can you name a show that's an English show that you don't like?
I think that, well, there's a lot
you
of...
You like all the BBC shows.
No, the Catherine Tate Show. It's a terrible show.
I don't know what
you don't know who she is, so what does it matter? All it's right. A comedy sketch
what
show.
What about Laurie and that other guy?
A Bit of Fry and Laurie?
Yeah.
Those are fucking fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Just curious.
You got to check those out, actually.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
How could you not be a fan of that? Hugh Laurie's actually fucking hilarious.
Moving on.
Okay. So about Doctor Who,
wait a second, because I need to talk to you about Doctor Who, because the reason I bring up this whole I like British things over American things...
Yeah?
Is
never
because,
said that.
The unofficial stance of Ed Hawken is you hate America.
Go on.
Here's the thing. I watched the Eccleston Doctor Who, and then
okay.
I told you about watching that mannequin episode.
Yeah, the pilot
now,
episode.
Now, I don't want to bother you here while you're surfing the internet. Is this okay? Are you cool to talk about?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So anyway, I watched the Eccleston Doctor Who. I was really fucking pissed at that goddamn pilot that I couldn't even make it through the first 10 minutes of.
Okay.
And I figured out what annoyed me about Eccleston, and I nailed it down, narrowed it down after watching several other episodes on the recommendation of someone else who had compelled me to actually give the show another chance.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying it was a piece of shit, this is garbage.
And I told you what episodes to watch, too.
I'd rather be raped by gorillas.
We get the point.
So I watched more of the Eccleston Doctor Who, which is what series? That's like the 19th.
The first
series. The show's been around for the 60s.
Yeah,
the
but 60s. See what happened is that the show, the original run was from 63 to 89. It was a TV movie in 1996, and then they revived it in 2005. Well, you're watching this from 2005.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. So, Destro from fucking G.I. Joe
was yeah.
the Doctor. I like him as an actor. I want to like him as the Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I watched another episode. I don't know if it was the second one or what, on the space station.
Yeah, that's the second episode.
And the funny thing about this is that this is when it became very apparent what this show was.
Okay.
The episode is that they're on this observation space station thing, watching over Earth. It's like millions of years in the future. They're going to watch the Earth explode.
Yeah.
There's all these different alien races. The Doctor's come to show that his Earth... Earthling sidekick, kind of faces this sort of, kind of gives her an interesting lesson on the nature of existence, like the finality of life and the I don't want to say the meaninglessness of it, but
right.
the scope of it,
yeah,
you know? The scope of existence in a way, and it's actually fairly interesting. It's hokey, but see that's the thing. As soon as those mannequins showed up, I knew this was not going to be a brilliant show.
I never said it was brilliant.
Now, hold on a second.
Okay.
I knew this was not going to be an outstanding show. I knew this was going to be a hokey, throwaway sci-fi show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have those high expectations anymore. And then keeping those expectations way low, they introduced a concept that's actually fairly interesting. And
okay.
And in my opinion, it was well conceived, I thought. It was enjoyable. And you know, the costumes are hokey and the production design is fairly cheap, but it's, you know, it's something. It's fun. And once it gets going, it doesn't feel like the plot ever really takes off very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally by the end, they decide to wrap up this kind of interesting original premise with just every single cliche you could possibly think of, science fiction or otherwise.
Right.
And relied on a lot of tropes, sci-fi tropes, straight out of everything we've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And was fairly disappointing. And then subsequently watching other episodes, I watched the two-parter you recommended.
Okay, what did you think of that?
And now here's the thing. Once again, didn't knock my socks off. I don't know what this is supposed to be. I'm not saying it was awful, but holy God, this is not high art. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know it's not high art, but isn't it? It was still damn good, wasn't it?
It was really obvious and clumsily written, and it was like, I don't like shows that, like, I don't like writing where everything's over-explained, and it just seemed like the entire episode was exposition.
Really?
The whole thing was just exposition.
I thought the concept was great.
I'm not saying the concept wasn't good. I'm saying the execution was very, wow. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I thought it was shaky. You know
Is it
I mean?
Because of Captain Jack Harkness? Yeah, does he
well,
count?
I hate that character.
Yeah, I don't like
I
him either.
I fucking hate that character. And I know because I tried to watch goddamn Torchwood. I didn't know it was connected to Doctor
Big
Who.
Mistake, pal.
I tried watching that one time because it was on Netflix. And I was like, what the fuck? And
yeah.
Oh, my God, that was awful.
That guy's actually a Scotsman. I know he sounds American, but he was actually...
No, he's got an American accent.
Yeah, it's weird.
I had to figure that out because I thought he was an English guy doing an American accent.
No, he is American.
But he is. He just looks weird. But that was horrible. I hated that character. wouldn't have cared if everyone died in the episode. But there was like a bunch of weird stuff. Like the idea was interesting. Like when they finally explained what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
That was interesting. But before then, the little mysteries that they were throwing out, I didn't find very compelling. I thought they were all funny or annoying. So by the time they explained it, I was like, oh, the explanation is more interesting than the execution.
No kidding.
It sounds like this pitch would have been awesome, but the way it plays out was not intriguing at all. I was just like, man, this is annoying. Like, these characters are annoying. The plot was weird. I mean, like, it deviates a lot. Like, it goes off and starts explaining Harkness and his bullshit, and it doesn't really have... I mean, it ties up fairly nicely at the end.
Yeah.
But in a very weird, clumsy way. Everything around the main incident involving mm-hmm. The little kid, and that plot was really interesting, and the wrap up was good. But then they explained it. It was funny because when it all came together, it seemed fairly obvious what was going on and what was going to happen.
Yeah,
and I liked that. And then instead, they had to have the doctor narrate everything that went on, explain everything, and then cheer for what was happening while spouting off exposition, and it was just really annoying. I just thought it was really irritating.
Hmm.
I appreciated what they tried to do there, but holy God.
All right, really... did you watch the David Tennant episode I recommended yet?
I got to the switch from Eccleston to Tennant, and what was really funny was that I figured out what I didn't like about Eccleston, because I know there's some people who are a little upset about me bashing Eccleston, but I can explain exactly why I didn't like Eccleston.
Okay.
It's just a matter of taste. I found Eccleston's performance to be similar to something you'd see on Sesame Street or a children's show, where they're breaking the fourth wall and talking and enunciating and emoting in very clear, obvious ways that are explicit toward little kids,
mm-hmm.
so that they understand exactly what they are. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, when actors talk to Muppets, they talk to them differently than they do to people, and their emotions are really big and exaggerated because they're kind of almost becoming a cartoon themselves
mm-hmm.
for the children in the audience, you know?
Right.
Eccleston's entire performance felt like that. There were exceptions, though, and I did like when he changed it up, and I thought it was good. And you could see he was clearly a multi-dimensional actor. But his default Doctor Who persona, Doctor persona,
yeah,
was not appealing to me in any way. I didn't care for it. Having said that, I really couldn't get into Tennant.
Oh, God damn it.
I really didn't like Tennant.
God damn it.
I saw several episodes with him, and he annoyed the piss out of me.
God damn it.
He was kind of doing the same thing, and I was like, Jesus Christ, how many times...
Did you see Blank? What'd you think of that?
No, I saw... Oh, Jesus. I saw the switchover episode,
switchover.
Eccleston turns into fucking.
Oh yeah, he regenerates.
Then
yeah.
I saw, and I just had to start skipping at this point because I was like, "Fuck this! I can't deal with this anymore. This is just." It's just, it's a disposable show.
Yeah, it is.
Thing? It's disposable. It's just, I can watch it in the background. I don't pay attention. It doesn't fucking matter. Nothing requires you to really pay attention to any of it because it's all just a bunch of horse shit.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most respectful way possible, as with most science fiction. But it wasn't engaging. Like, I just didn't care. It was like, ah, whatever. Just move it along. Let's get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was no point, so it was a little disappointing. But I just felt like there was very little payoff in a lot of these shows.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, you're right. It is disposable. This is not epic viewing you're watching, but I still think it's, you know, for what it's worth, I thought it was very good.
Engaging. I mean, here's the thing though. Knowing that going into it,
yeah.
I can appreciate it as a disposable sci-fi hokey show that's just like throwaway. But I thought this was gonna be like the way it was hyped up. It seemed like it was gonna be like one of these shows where you have to watch every episode and you got to see all this stuff that goes on, and they use these big sets and these big ideas and stuff like that. But really, it's just schlocky sci-fi.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really anything substantial. You mm-hmm. know, it's that hokey sci-fi stuff. Everything's very convenient. They do whatever they need to do.
Yeah.
Everything happens just in the nick of time. Everything's conveniently placed so that nothing complicated really happens.
Right.
And it's easily digestible, and it's plots we've seen a million times over, in settings we've seen a million times. Nothing very original. I didn't find it to be worth the hype. Probably won't be following it after.
We at least give a Matt Smith episode a try.
I'm kind of done with Doctor.
Oh, come on. At least,
I can't do this.
I want at least hear reviews on the Matt Smith Doctor. Come on. Come on, you can do
it. I can't take it, man.
You're going to fucking take it, and you're going to not like it, all right? You're going to get out there. Put your ass out on the line, watch a Matt Smith episode, and then we're finally done with this.
Jesus.
But I appreciate the fact that you actually went out there and you watched a few episodes. You didn't just do one and done.
I watched a shit ton of Doctor Who.
You, sir, did not pull a Siege. I told you what to do. You went out and did it, and then you came back within a couple of weeks to say what the results were. And I understand that, and that's perfectly fine.
So here's my controversial wrap-up to this.
Okay.
Not better than Smallville. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And
okay.
It's not because I favor one over the other, because I do. But
complete and total bias.
Now, here's the thing. I can't defend Smallville as a great show. I've been over this before.
Mm-hmm.
I won't retread that. If you want to hear about that, listen to the previous episode.
Yeah.
Or actually don't, because it will rape you in the ears with our horrible audio.
We're working on that, folks.
But basically, I can't defend it as a quality show, because it's a sentimental, hokey mess. But the funny thing was, going into this show, because you'd always said that, well, I don't know, I think Who's better than Smallville, I'm telling you right now, it's the same fucking show. It's sentimental, it's hackneyed at worst, it's sort of clever at best, it never follows through on anything that it really sets up in a satisfying way, and it doesn't really break new ground. It's just sort of retreads of things that have been done before a million times.
Uh-huh.
And these are the formula of the show, and they're basically identical.
Wow.
And it's surprising to see how similar they were. Like I said,
that is interesting.
Sentimentality, which was heavy, by the way. I wasn't expecting the show to be that fucking sentimental. Like, really was. Like Lifetime Channel levels of sentimentality here.
Like, such as?
Well, there was the World War II episode.
Yeah, that was the episode I recommended.
The mother and son being reunited.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very heavy on that. And there was, what the hell was it? The one with Tennant with the skin lady and the giant head that he had to talk to in the
yeah,
hospital.
Yeah, the hospital episode, yeah.
And stuff like that. And then there was the space station one I just talked about.
Yeah.
It was all about, you know... He fucking calls her mom on a cell phone while she's like billions of years in the future or
yeah.
whatever. It's very emotional. It's heavy. It's character based, and it's like it's just.
I will say, at least I like to think that Doctor Who is acted better than in Smallville. By main character, at least. Come on now.
As the lead, I think you definitely have more experienced, diverse actors there.
Yeah,
I'll say David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston were better actors than the leads, any of the leads on Smallville show. Michael Rosenbaum, notwithstanding,
okay.
He's a pretty good actor. So. But I was just saying, like, it's shocking how similar they are. It was interesting to see the similarities and how hokey and disappointing they both were. That's how I would sum up both those
shows.
Wow. Hokey and disappointing.
Wow.
That
is something. But again, check out a Matt Smith episode just to you know, run this thing out. So
yeah.
See what you think.
The never-ending franchise.
You're damn right.
So, yeah, not a Doctor Who. Didn't make me a Doctor Who fan.
But speaking of disappointments, I know you just saw Green Lantern today. What are your thoughts on that?
Ooh, that was rough.
God damn, I figured it was going to be.
Shut your fucking mouth. Well, hold on. Let's set this up.
Okay.
You're not a Green Lantern fan.
No, I've never followed the character. I'm not a Ryan Reynolds fan because I never cared about... I don't own the Criterion version of Van Wilder.
Yeah. You've never been a Green Lantern fan, so you have no expectations.
Yeah, I don't know shit about the
no
character.
No expectations or interest in this movie.
Right.
Why would you think it was going to be a shitty movie?
The way it looked.
Yeah, it looks great.
You serious?
That was the best part of it. It looked good.
Okay.
How dare you?
Never mind then.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what did you not like about the way it looked?
I don't know, because it was another origin story. It was another,
How does that have to do with how it looks?
I don't know.
Stay on track here.
I'm just being lazy, goddammit.
What was the problem with the look of the movie?
I don't know. Just, it's overly CGI. It's...
Well, how the fuck were you going to do all that stuff with that CGI? Jesus, what, do you want stop motion?
I want it done like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, Christ.
But no, I just figured it was going to be another origin story. There, you know, it was going to be Ryan Reynolds being, you know, kind of, you know, quippy. And, that's about it. A lot of, like, weird CGI-looking creatures, some speeches about, you know, truth, justice, and I think I read the review. It was a lot about will. That was the big thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, and here's the thing. Yes. First of all, yes to everything you said. No to the will, because there was not... And by the way, it's... we'll put a time
is
thing.
Is the ring we'll powered by
thing.
Love?
We'll put a time thing on here. Major fucking Green Lantern spoilers. So, skip ahead if you don't want to hear this. We'll put the timestamp on the site.
Right.
But seriously, I'm going to spoil the shit out of this movie. Skip ahead if you don't want to hear anything about Green Lantern. Here's the thing. It was not very good. The willpower thing, it doesn't even fucking make sense. It starts out like Lord of the Rings. Jeffrey Rush is narrating, and it starts out with, billions of years ago and blah blah blah, and they start going and all this stuff, meanwhile not showing you anything. You're just flying through space, you're seeing some guardians and stuff. It's great as a comic book fan to see some things in three dimensions, but the story is not compelling enough to make you give a fuck that you're even seeing the stuff that you've always wanted to see. That's how disappointing it is. If that makes any sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the rules don't make any sense.
That's not even what I meant.
Oh, no, but...
Listen.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying.
All right.
It's the... You're seeing three-dimensional, pretty great-looking, if I do, you know, from my own opinion, pretty great-looking interpretations of the characters that you've, in my case, have known and seen before.
Right.
I'm staying objective, letting them tell the story and just taking it for what it's worth at face value. Mm-hmm. I'm not projecting too much from the comic book onto it. I know it's going to be different. Still disappointing because you just don't feel like you give a fuck. You're like, okay, I'm seeing all this stuff, but what the hell's what the fuck is going on? What does that mean? Like they start out and they're like, the green energy was the will, so they harnessed it and made the Green Lanterns. And then you're like, okay, but wait a minute, that's a lot to ask of the audience right off the bat. Like, why did they do any of that? Like they're like the Guardians were an ancient race and they guard the universe. And they're like, why? From what? Do you understand what I mean? Like. What? I mean,
yeah.
No one's ever heard of Green Lanterns before, so you have to set up what they do.
Right.
Like, what the hell do they do? I know they fly around space and stop bad things from happening, but do they interfere with society on every single planet, or are they just, like, big-scale shit, or what are they... You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Do they protect existence from afar? Like, for instance... Like,
what's the jurisdiction of the Green Lantern Corps?
Well, there is a jurisdiction. They're within their sectors, and their sectors are numbered. I remember this from the book. They did it in the movie very faithfully. And they have their own sector of the universe.
You think there's one called Sector 69? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good one. So they do the sector thing, and they play around. You know, they show a lot of the mythology that's established that is fairly cool, but again, not very compelling, but mm-hmm. it's there for you to see. And it's interesting
right.
to a certain extent, visually at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then but they ask a lot of you. They're like, you know, the will, the green energy, it's willpower, and they've harnessed it in a ring and a battery on a planet and blergader. And then you're like, okay, well, why is will energy, what does that mean? Like, what, how does that, does that make, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how is willpower channeled into energy and vice versa? And what the hell
mm-hmm.
is that? Like, I don't understand that at all. They just kind of take that whole thing for granted and throw it at you. Like, here's that, here's that small thing. And they don't show the Guardians like protecting the universe from any big threat
yeah.
that required them to come together to make a core team that would start, you know, like, I guess they're around when the universe was created, so they start branching out as the universe expands and stuff.
Right.
Nothing's really explained. I'm just guessing all that from what's going on. So it's basically just, there's these blue guys, they made rings, and it's energy and willpower, and fear is yellow energy, and that's it. And, you know, one of the Guardians tried to harness the energy of fear and became a giant fear monster called Parallax, and then they trapped him in a planet, and now he got free by accident, and he's heading toward Earth and killed another Green Lantern, and now that Lantern gave the thing to Reynolds. By the time you get to Reynolds becoming Green Lantern, you're so inundated with Green Lantern mythology that I was kind of like, whoa, hold on a second. I can wrap my head around what's going on with him. Can we get back to some of this other stuff that was going on?
Yeah, right.
Huge. What the hell happened over here? Like, wait a second. Like, well, you know, like, I kind of was interested in seeing, like, how they were going to explain away certain things about this mythology. Again, like, the fact that they've set up that these characters are all around the universe, but no one's ever heard of them. So, I guess, are they all secret? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do they operate in secret all the time?
Do they operate like Batman?
And none of the characters are developed. I mean, even Ryan Reynolds, they're forcing trivia about the character essentially down your throat the entire movie, but it's never really character development.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally turns, you start thinking it's because of the ring, not because of his own choices.
Yeah.
So it's annoying because the character never really changes in a way that is satisfying. It almost feels forced by the writers or forced by this magic
mm-hmm.
or just pointless development that doesn't really go anywhere. And so basically the Green Lantern Corps isn't really developed very well, so I don't even understand what the fuck they are. Even though I know in the comics what they are, I would have liked to have seen what the movie version was going to try to explain
yeah.
how this works. I mean, I've actually never been, you know, fully clear. I don't know all the answers to this stuff. I thought that they'd be consolidated in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It really was more confusing than it was in the comics. And then when it got to Reynolds, I mean, Reynolds just, I didn't think this prior to the movie, but he seemed severely miscast in the role. I don't know if you've seen him in anything prior to this.
I'm trying to think, actually.
Blade Trinity? Two Blade. Guys, a girl in the pizza place?
Van Wilder. I know he was in Buried.
He was in that Fat Guy movie? He was fat in that
Yeah, he was in the Fat Guy rom-com movie. He's in a bunch of rom-coms. I know he was in that Outer Limits episode with Ron Rifkin. But,
I don't know.
Oh, and Deadpool. But that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember they were trying to consider who they were going to cast. They were thinking about either like Bradley Cooper or Justin Timberlake. I mean, I don't know. And then they went Ryan Reynolds. So
it's funny because I don't think either of them would have been any better. But
who would you have gotten for this? David Tennant. I'm kidding.
The Fahey.
Jeff Fahey is Green Lantern. Oh, actually, that wouldn't be too bad. So are they going to go? You think they're going to go for a sequel? And then what the hell would they even talk about?
Well, what's
about?
Best is that they really blew their fucking load with this movie because Parallax is in it. And Parallax was revealed as sort of the greatest threat to the core ever.
Yeah.
And on his first outing as the most miserable...
They destroyed him.
Miserable, ridiculous superhero of all time. Ryan Reynolds is... It's not just Reynolds' performance, but the character development is so piss poor. I think they based it on this book called Emerald Dawn, which was the sad, pathetic Hal Jordan. And they decided to make him like that. Stupid. It seemed like a huge mistake, in my opinion. And he really has no heavy, cathartic moment where he becomes a hero.
Yeah.
Just sort of this, like, he seems to actually become more insecure throughout the movie, to where by the end he's sort of this Woody Allen superhero. I don't know if I can do this.
I got all these things. I can't figure out if I gotta lift the ship with the ring. I just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And
right.
By the end, I was very surprised he even did any of this stuff. But their biggest threat in the universe was taken down by one single amateur Green Lantern. So now I have no idea how they're gonna follow this up.
Right.
With the second one, and by the end of the movie, and it's really funny because in the middle of the movie, Sinestro's like, because he eventually has to have a yellow ring because that's part of the story, they just shoehorn it right into the movie. And he's like, I think we should make a yellow ring to defeat Parallax. That makes no fucking sense because twice in the movie they show examples where people are contaminated by the yellow energy and it turns them into fucking monsters. The villain, by the way, the sad villain is Hector Hammond, who I even forgot about until right now because I don't
Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard plays a school teacher who gets infected by the yellow energy when studying the alien corpse of the dead Green Lantern who gave him the ring, gets infected with Parallax, a little bit of the yellow energy, becomes a fat, what I could only assume is a stereotype of an internet nerd. He looks kind of like Weird Al from the Fat video, but a little more deformed. Giant head, open sores. Looks like somebody you would imagine would comment when you go to IMDb.
Yeah.
You get a little message board at the bottom. This looks like those guys. Like the stereotype of those guys, the internet nerds. And he actually becomes a pitiful, crippled mess throughout the movie to the point where when he's supposed to be his big, dramatic evil villain reveal at the end, he comes wheeling out in a Stephen Hawking chair, like a wheelchair, and he can't move, and he has to attack people psychically, but he's in this chair. He's like this.
So he became the sloth victim in Seven.
Sort of, except
he's fat,
more inflated, but not super fat, just still skinny but bloated.
Yeah,
it's weird. And he's supposed to be the villain every time. People were laughing when he was showing up. Like, look at this dipshit. And it was horrible. And then I really wish they'd just gotten rid of that character because he added nothing to the movie. Every time he showed up, it was just pitiful. And every
like
time
that John Malkovich-sounding guy. What the hell is he doing here?
Every time Green Lantern fought him, you felt really bad for everybody involved. You were just like, ooh, this is terrible. This is like him fighting a retarded guy. This is not working. So that was really pitiful. And then he just... It doesn't really amount to anything, really.
My goodness.
And then so finally, by the end of the movie, after all this horrible shit is done, and then they hail him as the greatest Green Lantern of all time for no apparent reason. I can't figure out why. And Sinestro in the middle of the movie was like, we need to make a yellow ring. I don't know why he'd want to do that because all the other characters turn into monsters from the yellow energy, so why he thought he'd be an exception or the Guardians wouldn't be like, that's the fucking stupidest idea I've ever heard. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, the little post-credit scene, he puts on the yellow ring.
Oh, okay.
And then transforms into the yellow Sinestro suit thing.
Right.
Just absolutely obliterating any chance of character development from Sinestro. There's no reason for him to do that. There was no reason for him to really suggest that. Fighting Parallax with fear makes no sense since he feeds off fear. Why fighting him with more fear wouldn't just make him more powerful?
Yeah.
Makes no fucking sense. There's no explanation of that. It's literally just throw that in there because it's from the comic book.
Yeah.
Very sad. I don't... Afterward, you just feel kind of very ambivalent because you're just like, wow, I don't think they're going to make a sequel to that. That was really disappointing.
Right.
We'll see how the box office turns out on this one.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is they're never going to make my selection for a DC comic book movie, The Creeper, because it would be way too gay. But, I'm not surprised by this. It just didn't... about Green Lantern, I just had no desire about this thing. But, again, I just don't know anything about the character. And it sounds like if you don't know the character, you're screwed. So...
Kind of, because there's nothing compelling about him in the movie that would make you really...
Well, that's not
...interested
good.
In the character based on the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because it felt like they were taking a lot of cues from Iron Man, but I kind of wish they'd ripped off Iron Man even more. It would have been better.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that they are, obviously, comic books just ripped off each other, so they all have, like, similar stories, similar origin stories and all that.
What's funny is that his origin is actually really great in the sense that you don't have a lot of backstory. It gets right to the point.
Okay.
He just becomes the fucking Green Lantern and then goes out and starts fucking fighting and then slowly starts learning about the Green Lantern Corps.
Mm.
That was kind of cool because it was mysterious. And then over time it started developing. I think that was one of the compelling things about the book when it originally came out in the 50s. I mean, the new version.
Yeah.
There was the old one, but it's not the same shit. I think that was compelling. I think that they would have done good to do that in the movie, is to a little more mystery with the core. You know what I mean? Like, don't just fucking show everything right away, because there was just no questions. There was no suspense. There was no intrigue. It was just, here it is. And you're like, all right, cool. No expectations after that. You're just like, all right, great, cool, nice.
Amazing.
Kind of incoherent.
I have to admit, so far, I haven't seen shit this summer. Last movie I saw in the theater was Source Code. I mean, the
six
I,
months ago.
I know. I did see another movie. I think that'd be right up your alley, The Big Red One by Samuel Fuller. It's got Lee Marvin, pretty damn grizzled because it's about 3 years till about he dies. And you know what? It's also got Mark Hamill.
Ooh.
And you're gonna want to see this. It's a great World War II war movie.
And this is pre-Return of the Jedi.
Yes. So, and it came out right when Empire Strikes Back came out. I had no idea Mark Hamill was even in this. Nowhere did I ever hear him being mentioned about this, and I just discovered it. Really good war movie, and it really moves along. And it's not really a character movie. There's not really any memorable characters except Lee Marvin, but great little moments.
Yeah.
You got to check it out. It's all about those little moments. I really recommend it.
The Big Red One. Who directed it?
Samuel Fuller.
Who is that?
He's a very famous director. He did a movie called White Dog about a dog that doesn't like black people, and a movie called Shock Corridor, and another movie
Any
called Underworld USA.
Any movies anyone's actually seen?
How dare you? He also the reason
he said
I bring
his name
him up
like everybody knows who he is. Who the hell is
the
he?
Reason I bring him up is that he was they recently released this screen test of him being in the Lee Strasberg role for Godfather Part Two, and he's doing a scene with Al Pacino.
Which character was it?
He was Hyman Roth. And so you saw Samuel Fuller as Hyman Roth interacting with Al Pacino. You only see Sam Fuller. You see the back of Al Pacino's head back in 1973. So it's amazing footage. And then they just recently released footage of Tom Selleck as Indiana Jones for like a few seconds.
I saw that. It was pretty painful.
Yeah, it was. With Sean Young.
It was like the TV version of Indiana Jones.
I mean, the
like
only
a,
reason
a
that...
bad pilot.
Yeah, the only reason that would have worked was that if you were... Because it was based on B-movie serials, if they really wanted to have it as a B-movie serial.
Yeah, yeah.
Having Harrison Ford in there elevated the material to an unbelievable
level.
Yeah, because
he downplays the whole thing. I think if Tom Selleck had played Indiana Jones, it would have ended up like The Phantom, where they tried to do that serial...
Yeah.
That sort of serious.
Or The Shadow with Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they tried to be tongue-in-cheek, but it came off just way too fucking cheesy. Instead of being, like, you know, a tribute, but its own identity,
mm-hmm.
you know? That would have been terrible. By the way, can we address a movie thing? I forgot about this.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, and I kind of blocked this out, but I want to go back to it because it's driving me insane. Every time I go to the movies, first off, I get raped with ticket prices now.
Right.
It's horrible. What I mean is, like, there's movies that are 3D, and, like, if you think they're going to look cool in 3D, like, they're shot for 3D.
Yeah.
You'll go, hey, let's go see it in 3D in case it looks cool.
Yeah.
This happened with Thor. Thor looks like complete shit in 3D. I don't care if you like that movie or
what
not.
What a shock.
I fucking hate that movie.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a really disappointing movie. I don't even want to get into it because I fucking hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just piss everybody off with, like, the movie. I just didn't like it. But, objectively here, let's just talk about the 3D element. The 3D looked like crap on that movie. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
And it cost me like fucking $35 just for like two tickets to go see that movie on opening night. And it was ridiculous. And it looked like shit, so I was like really disappointed. But every fucking movie I go to, seems like no matter where I go around here, and I know it's the Valley, so this is just a given when you go around.
Yeah.
But it's just filled with fucking retards and douchebags. And
yep.
and like really aggressively stupid people.
Yeah.
Like, it's painful. And I know, you know, this isn't even on, like, opening day we're talking here. This is just all the time. Like, it just happens now. Like, you just have to deal with it. And it's really funny because I went to go see X-Men, and, like, I'm an X-Men nerd, right? So I was ready for this movie. I was like, it's got to be good. Come on. Come on, Matthew Vaughn. You did Kick-Ass. Make it good. Bring it home. And I was yelling that. People told me to quiet, but I don't care.
Right.
So, no, the movie's not even started yet. They're doing their stupid previews and everything. And this guy walks up, and he's yelling too loud with his friends. It looks like he's jack-off, like, fucking, I'm, like, 33, but I'm going to act like I'm, you know, 19, and I'm still in college. I live in the dorms kind of bullshit. Just this obnoxious douchebag comes in. You can tell he's going to be an asshole right off the bat. He's just a total dick. He's just,
right.
He just reeks of dickishness.
Yeah.
His dick waves are hitting everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, waves of dickery. And immediately comes over, Marissa and I are sitting there, comes over, he's looking at these seats. There's a row of empty seats in front of us. We're sitting away from these kids because we don't want to sit next to some fucking kids during the movie.
Yeah.
You know they're going to be assholes. And so we're sitting away from these kids. This guy's looking around, and he looks right at me, and he's like, can you guys move? And I was like, what? And he's like, could you guys, like, move over so we could sit there, and it's closer to the kids. He wants us to move close to the kids. And I was like, no, we're sitting here for a reason. And he's like, oh, okay. And he goes off, and then he complains to his friends, and then they sit down. And then I was ready to, by the way, I was ready to fucking take this guy. I was done with this shit. Because
no
I've had
kidding.
This happen. I've had a bunch of annoying people around me in movies before. I was ready to fuck this guy up. I'm not kidding. I was like, fuck you, man. I'll take you down right now.
Right.
It's dark in here. Nobody could, no fucking witnesses.
Yeah.
And then his buddy came in. They all sat down. His buddy had a neck brace. And I thought, yeah, I could have fucked both these guys.
Right.
That guy in the fucking neck.
Choked him with the neck brace.
So it didn't come to that. But anyway, that guy's a douchebag. So I sit next to a douchebag. Then this douchebag has his friends come in, and he's this guy. He raises his hand when his friends come in, and he's snapping. Snapping. And I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. You're such a fucking asshole. Again, waves of dickery.
Is this while the previews are going on, so it's dark?
Yeah. And he's just like snapping and being an asshole. I'm like, Jesus Christ, is this going to go on through the whole fucking movie?
Right.
I considered pouring my drink on him, but I like my Diet Coke. I need it, so like I can't do that. But anyways, then the previews are going. People are still sitting down and being annoying, but this guy is being super annoying. And then these two girls are really young. They're like 11, 12 years old. They sit right fucking next to me, in between me and those other kids.
Yeah.
Trying to keep the distance. I open myself wide up for something even worse. Fucking preteen girls.
Yeah.
Okay? So they sit down, and now I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people. They put up things on the movie screen, and this is a gigantic movie theater. Okay, I go to the good one out in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
There's a thing on the screen that basically says shut the fuck up, and like I'm telling you, we need that Samuel L. Jackson thing. But I swear to God, even if he came out and said shut the fuck up, it's like people think that doesn't apply to them. Like
yeah.
Special. Oh, I know, but I can still talk, right? No, shut the fuck up. Shut up. I didn't pay to hear you fucking talk. So these guys, so annoying guys in front of me, but he stopped being annoying for the time being, thank God. Although he's still like unwrapping stuff, like he got the noisy plastic wrap of everything, so he's like. And I just want to fucking murder him, but I could just be because I'm a sociopath. But these two girls next to me now are talking. The one girl's kind of whispering, but she's pretty loud, and it's not too noisy, so I can kind of hear it. But
yeah.
Then the other girl who's directly next to me is talking at nearly full volume during the previews. And it's so loud that it's getting drowned out for the most part, but in between when there's silences, I can hear blah, 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 going on and on next to me, like right in my ear, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to fucking... I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. This is insane. So now the movie started, right? And it's X-Men, and there's some stuff that happens in the beginning that you really want to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. They're talking through the whole thing. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, did you get pulled in here with people that I can't see that you didn't want to see the movie and I was just talking through it? Or did you pay for it? Do you want to see it? Shut up. So they're talking through the whole thing. They keep talking. They won't stop. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
Half hour in the movie. I've never thought about throat punching an 11-year-old girl before until this day. I don't know if that's...
I can say I had an instance like that when I went to see Zodiac in the theater. There were some like teenage girls there. I don't know what they were doing there. And I got soaked because I wanted to watch the movie. And I was willing to give them slack about that until the movie was starting. They were still talking. And then me and a bunch of guys basically told them to shut the fuck up.
Nice.
It's like, I actually said, have you have any decency to please be quiet?
That's actually good.
Yes.
But the funny thing was they talked about most of the thing, and I thought, Jesus, they must be here with people. They just didn't want to be here. So they're just talking through it. But then the weird thing was when it got to a certain point, I could hear that the talking was actually about the movie while the movie was going on. So it was really funny because I heard this. I heard, no, it's a prequel. It's a prequel. That's Mystique. Blah, blah, blah. And by the way, if you're confused about who Mystique is, like, just get out of here. Just go fuck yourself.
Jesus. Just light yourself on fire and die.
What I mean is, like, I don't mean that as a nerd, as a comic nerd. I meant, like, if you really wanted to see...
Just say the naked blue chick, god damn it.
If the blue girl with scales shows up and you're confused about who she is, I mean, seriously, like, you know...
Get a fucking rubric, will you?
Jesus Christ.
You may be a moron at this point.
But I thought it was funny that she said it was a prequel because I was just imagining somebody going in and being very confused as if this was not, like, I don't know what they thought it was. Like, what else it could be? Like, the whole fucking movie is set up for the fact that it's in the past. It takes place in the fucking past. John F. Kennedy's the president. The TVs are black and white. Nobody has a cell phone. Do you know it's in the past? It seems pretty explicit to me.
Fucking mouth breathing. Mouth breathers.
Like, yeah, it's like part of it takes place I almost said Auschwitz, but I don't know what the camp. I don't know if that was the camp that was featured in the movie. But
who knows?
I'm not sure about that. But anyway, the point being is like, Jesus, come on, seriously, fuck. So anyway, but that's not the end of it, man. This has been going on at many different movies. We're just getting more and more aggressively annoying people.
Mm-hmm.
People bringing in kids, little kids to movies, babies start crying. Just talking through the entire movie. It happened during Green Lantern, too. During the Q&A, these people sat down next to me, and they were talking through the Q&A.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, like, dude, this is a film festival. This is not just, like, it's not just a random screening anymore. I came to a goddamn film festival, and the fucking people who paid extra to come see this thing in advance, during the Q&A with the people that are in the movie on the stage, they are talking over them. What they have to say is apparently more important than what the people who made the movie are going to say.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's
it really
insanity.
Is.
It's crazy. I don't know what's wrong with everyone. I don't know what's going on. If you don't live in L.A., can you tell us if this happens everywhere? Is this what all movie going is like for everyone?
Well, there was an instance at the Alamo Draft House where they have a strict no talking, no texting rule. So they kicked someone out after they warned her twice that it stopped texting. So she then called them and left an angry voicemail, which they then used in their anti-texting ads.
That's awesome. So, I've seen now people come through and they use, when the movie started and they want to find seats, they didn't get there early, so they use their phones as flashlights. And they navigate through the theater pointing their phones at people's faces to see what seats are open. So it's like they're cave explorers.
Right.
And they're ruining everything. These are the scum of the earth. I want them all.
Well, basically, at this point, the amount you're paying for, it's like, I don't know what... You think you would screen people out, but I think at this point, it's like they're paying this much, they're just going to say the hell with it, you know?
I just want
to know... we've been through this down this road dozens of times, you know, how many times before?
It just seems
to be getting worse.
What is going on? What is going on?
I blame Obamacare.
Yeah. I don't know what to think anymore. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I'm baffled by this. I give up.
Yeah, game over, man.
I'm not going to see movies anymore.
Game over.
I'm done.
Yes.
But seriously, this is fucking ridiculous. I don't know what's wrong with everyone. Is it an L.A. thing? Is it just because everyone down here is this entitled, overprivileged asshole? Or does this happen everywhere? Is everybody stupid?
That's a good question,
actually.
Is there
any decency in any other states? Or does anyone have any insight on this?
No.
Can you Facebook comment us? Or,
yes.
Or fucking come to the boards and tell us about
that? At forums.brandedradio.com.
Is there a way to deal with this? Because I always feel like... In the middle of the movie, I start yelling, now I'm the douchebag bothering everyone, not just the person next to me who's bothering me. Do you know what I'm saying?
See, it's the thing like, will someone please have the nerve? Should I say something or someone else going to say something to tell this guy to shut up?
Yeah. So, how do you tell 12-year-old girls to shut the fuck up?
It's like, hey, could you please keep it down?
Without
I'm trying to watch
harassment.
The movie.
Yeah. But then I feel like, and then I feel weird and self-conscious at the same time because now I'm like the super geek because I go to all these geeky movies.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, I feel like I'm the geek.
Well, that's
going,
the risk
like,
you're taking.
You're ruining my
you either You're going to either say something or you're going to sit there and you're going to take it. And that's the thing you got to think about.
Yeah.
It's not like it hasn't thought crossed my mind, I can assure
you. Are you calling me a pussy?
No, I'm not. Because I've done this before. And it's like sometimes I just don't feel like saying anything. Even though it's like it's getting on my nerves.
It's all bullshit.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I think that's something to consider and perhaps, you know, remark on in another time.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to wrap it up for now. This was an extra long episode, and I think that's about it. If you can just go ahead and punch everybody who talks during movies in the meantime,
yes.
Maybe we can start making a change in this goddamn country.
And perhaps.
About things that really matter.
Yes.
Like fucking movie watching.
Yes. And for the Ed Hawken Show, I'm Ed Hawken.
And this is Randall.
Keep it classy. Oh, God damn it. Are you recording or not, God damn
it? Wait, how do I introduce the show again?
Game over.